just as a kind of an introduction, I'm known as Resig in newspapers. I was a sports cartoonist for The Sun and for The Evening Sun and for The News American and for Sports First. All those papers except The Sun folded. So I've folded a number of papers as a sports cartoonist. And during my years as a sports cartoonist, I made the acquaintance of a guy named Nestor Aparicio. I don't know if any of you are familiar with Nestor. He's known as Nasty Nestor. He's a sports guy himself. He has a sports podcast and had a sports radio show. And while he did the sports radio show, I would do his graphics for him. So I would do caricatures of Nestor for his ads. And I did a T-shirt design for Nestor one day. And when he was done printing these up, he called me up. So he said, "Resig, I'm going to bring over the T-shirts. I want you to see them. And in the process, and when I come over, I'm bringing Moose with me." And I'm like, "Moose? What do you mean Moose?" Well, he was referring to Mike Messina, who many of you are familiar with. I know there's a new breed of Oriole fans now, but Mike Messina was one of the greatest Oriole pitchers of all time. And I was like, "Really? Mike Messina's coming over to our house?" So he said, "Yeah, you know, we're just coming over. We're going out tonight, but we'll stop over, bring the T-shirts over to your house." So just as an aside, as a sports cartoonist, it's not like being a sports writer where you meet athletes all the time. I don't meet anybody. I don't know any. The only sports celebrity I know is Morgana, the kissing bandit. If some of you know Morgana, my wife and I know Morgana, the kissing bandit. We're friends with Morgana. I sat next to Morgana when she kissed Cal Ripken on Fantastic Fans Night, and her and her husband went down to the jail and tried to break her out of jail after she was arrested for running out on the field and kissing Cal. So that's my only celebrity, and here comes Mike Messina to our house. Well, we had two little boys at the time, now grown up, and they found out that Messina was coming over, and so they called a few of their friends. So when Mike Messina got to our house with Nestor on this just short stop, you know, he was welcomed by a number of young, clamoring fans, and he was not thrilled about it. You know, he was very angry, not at me, but at Nestor, who bore the brunt of his anger. So, in the end, I thought it would be funny, so I sent. I don't know Mike Messina at all, but I sent him a Christmas card from our family at the end. I never got a return Christmas card from Mike Messina, and I'm sure Nestor didn't either. So that's my story of semi-forgiveness.